can all be expressed in one word, and that one word is freedom. Freedom to think, to read, to write, to speak, and to live in action, provided one does not take away freedom from other people. There are countries where one is free to think and speak and write as one wishes. There are other countries where that is not permitted. In a country where there is freedom, the composer can put whatever marks he likes on paper. The performer can either perform it or not, as he wishes, because he is free. The listener can listen with an open mind or listen already prejudiced against it. That is freedom, and those who indulge in such prejudice are their own enemies, philosophically. Shostakovich lives in an atmosphere where the arts are greatly appreciated. They have given Shostakovich every possibility to live quietly. But it has been difficult for him in other ways, because he is extremely original. And to understand originality, the understanding person has to have originality himself. And as this is a rare matter of the mind, this originality, he has suffered, like every original person in the realm of science or philosophy. They all have suffered the difficulty that they are not understood naturally by persons who are less original than they are. That is the price the human mind pays for being original, for being creative, for producing something which is quite different from everything that has been known in that country beforehand.